V'tzorach hakore likros aseres b'nei hamon v'aseres b'nei shimo achas. Okay. Kidei lo dia lo chola on. Shekulon nitlu v'nergu kecho. Okay. So the Rambam says that that you should read it all b'nei shimo achas. Why? To show that they were all nitlu v'nergu kecho. By the way, it doesn't mean nitlu v'nergu kecho, they were killed through hanging. They were all, the Gemara just says that they all died, yatzan ishmasam, in the Melchama, yatzan ishmasam kiecha, that they all died simultaneously. Doesn't say that, they didn't hang. Then Esther said, beisaseres b'nei haman nitlu alaitz. So that was actually later. That was to fulfill the request of Esther. But they all died. It's interesting that Rambam writes, Kulam Nitlu really. V'negu kecha. You need a comma after the Nitlu. Okay. Yes.
They were also, hung together.
Hung together. Yeah, hung. But, yeah, but yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says, B'skifachas. But, yeah, but I'm just saying you have to, Nitlu, oh, you mean Nitlu. Nitlu kama v'nergu kama ke'echo is going on both. Yeah, the Gemara says kifachas. Yeah, that's correct. Kifachas. That's correct. But it's interesting why he didn't say nergu v'nitlu. That's an interesting thing. Should have read the orders reversed, really. Should have been shekulam nergu v'nitlu ke'echo. It's an interesting thing. I mean, yeah. It's an interesting thing. But the question I think is, what was the purpose of that really? Now, what's the idea behind it? By the way, in terms of halacha, I think it's a mistake to start from Chamesh Me'os Ish. Because the reason why they start from Chamesh Me'os Ish is because of the Rokeach that says that they were the heads of Chamesh Me'os. Okay, there were Surim on the Chamesh Me'os. But that would not be in line with the reason of the Gemara or the reason of the Rambam. I mean, it's a strange, whatever. But according to the Rambam, it's not correct. Because they certainly weren't all Nergu v'nit lukecha. That certainly is not true. Okay? So if you add the Chamesh Me'os Ish, you're changing the whole thing. I mean, it's not the same idea. It's not the same idea anymore. And it's true, the Balei Tosfos say that b'di'eved, it's not makif. But it's interesting, the Ravya holds, he's mesupik. The Ravya is mesupik, that if the person doesn't do it in a shvi machas, he says, maybe you're not yotze. He's mesupik whether you're yotze or not. Because the Rambam uses an interesting expression, that tzorach hakore likros. Tzorach hakore. So tzorach, we don't know. Does it mean it's ma'akev, it's indispensable? Or does the Rambam mean it's a kiyum, but it's not indispensable? So the Ravi is mesupik whether he yotze or not. So it'll come out that the only reason you add the Chamesh Me'os Ish is because of a chumrah, because the Rokeach holds it's only a chumrah, even according to him. But according to the Rambam, you might be jeopardizing the whole kriya. Because according to the Rambam, definitely didn't hold that idea, because he says it has to be, the whole idea is nitlu kecha, and that's the neshima achas. So according to him, it'll come out, it could be you're not yotze. And the whole thing of it in the Chamesh Me'os Ish is only a chumrah. So why should you jeopardize a kriya for a chumrah? It's chumrah mevil dekulo. But anyways, yes.
Should you do it again?
Oh boy, I should have given the shit before, huh? Yeah, you're not mechayev to go back. You're not mechayev to go back. I'm going to go over it. Because Suffolk, Balei Tosfos hold Yetzer, and according, it's a Suffolk in the Rambam. But, so I wouldn't say, we definitely don't have to go back. But, yeah, it's an interesting thing, but there's certain things in Kriya B'tzibur that are ma'akev, and the Yochid does not chayev in it altogether. It's not chayev in the Yochid. But the Kriya B'tzibur is a completely different Kriya. It's not a simple thing. But at any rate, okay, so yeah. Okay, so I'm just saying that lechatchila, it's not a good idea. As a lechatchila idea, it's not a good idea. Okay. But apparently the concept of what was the definition that kulam nitlu ke'echad, ne'ergu v'nitlu ke'echad? So the thing is that, you see, Haman was killed when, on what day was Haman killed?
2037.
No. He was killed on Pesach. Vayam HaMelech flew all off, right? Because the third day, Vayam HaShlishi, right? So as a matter of fact, you see an interesting thing from Mordechai, that Mordechai, Vayavar Mordechai, because Mordechai didn't wait, because as soon as he heard the Pisgah HaMelech, as soon as he heard the decree, he immediately reacted. And that was on what day? That was on the 13th, correct? Right. That was the 13th. So he declared a tainus immediately for the Vayavar Mordechai. That was, I mean, of course, after discussing with Esther. So he declared a tainus on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, right? So 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So you see, it's an interesting thing, because really the decree was for months in advance. So a person could have said, look, maybe we should keep Yanta for point to Halacha. And maybe b'schus that, maybe still be Merachim. I mean, there are ways, many ways of thinking that could have gone on over here. But apparently Mordechai did not do that. Immediately, he said, this year, no Simchas Yanta. And he was Gozatinus, reacted immediately, not right away. He saw this demands an immediate response, you see. And Vayavar Mordechai. And he was Gozatinus on Pesach. So Vayom HaMelech Tlu Olav was when? Wasn't in the second Mishnah, correct? Which was Vayi Bayom HaShishi Tavar Shesta Malchus, right? So that was that day. So it was the next day. So it was the 15th, the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, right? Because that was Vayomelech Tlu Olav. So apparently from that time on, from the time of the hanging of Mordechai, of Haman, I'm reaching the other kind of mitzvah. They won't assume. So, from the time from that time, how many months was it until the Bnei Haman were hung? What's that? So it was months away, because that was Pesach. And then you see, it took a while for it to unravel, because even though he took back the Gzeirah, but you see, until the Sfarim were written, the second group of Sfarim, okay, it took months. Because when was the second group of Sfarim written? In which time?
23rd.
The 23rd of Sivan. So you talk about Nisan, right? What's funny? First time. It's 23rd. Okay. So from Nisan, from the 17th of Nisan, then you have Iyar, and then you have what? Then you have Sivan. So it was 2 months until they rewrote the Sfarim. Why did it take 2 months? Because that's what the Ebenezer explains. It wasn't like you read simply that the Melech can't recall. I mean, he can't recall. So if he can't recall, so he can't give out new Sfarim either. It doesn't make any sense. So what was the idea? So they had to work out a whole thing, Mordechai and Mordechai had to work out for months a method of writing, of explaining why the second Sfarim are correct and not the first. So that's what the Ibn Ezra says. That really said that the Melech really gave originally Sfarim that the Jews should that the Jews should defend themselves against the Sonim. But Haman really, he changed it. He forged it. And that's why, and the proof is that Haman, that the Melech hung Haman. So therefore, the second Sfarim had credibility. It was acceptable by Achashverosh. Okay, acceptable by Achashverosh. So that took months to work out. Because you see, if you take a look carefully, you'll see that the first farm didn't take that long. It didn't take that long. Because where's the first farm? He pulled poor, and that was Bachodesh, that was in Nisan. Bishnashtem Esrei. And then what? Vayikara Sofram Melach.
Perkemo.
I'm in Perkemo. Vayikara Sofram Melach. Bachodesh Rishon Bishlosh Asayombo. Okay. Yeah. So you see that the first writings didn't take that long. Why didn't they take that long? Because there was no reason for any delay. So it was planned in Purim and Purim planned in Nisan and it was executed in Nisan. 13 days in Nisan. It couldn't have been too long. How long was it? It couldn't have been more than 13 days. Okay. But the second ones from Nisan until they actually were able to rewrite them was months. So you see what the Ibn Ezra says is 100% true. That it wasn't a simple matter. You couldn't say that the mouth is ain't lahashiv, but by the same token, you can't write contradictory things either. It's the exact same problem. But the reason why you can do that is only if you work out a reason for why, for the excuse. It has to be a legitimate excuse. So that took months to work out. But the B'nai Haman really, the B'nai Haman weren't hung until months later, on Purim itself, which was Shushan Purim, correct? Right? Pronounce it right? Okay. Yeah. So what was really the significance of this? So the B'nai Haman apparently lived a long time after Haman was himself executed. So the thing was, you see, Aseres B'nai Haman was really the future. That was the future of Haman. He was proud of his 10 Kvod Asher Rov Banav. So Rov Banav was really the future of Haman. And the future of Haman meant the future of his ideology. So the fact that he had 10 sons was a powerful, was a very powerful, created powerful imagery for the Haman Am. Look how successful he is. And when he dies, it's 10 sons that are taking over this. His ideology. So therefore, you see, it was necessary that they all should die ke'echad. Ke'echad means 10 was nothing. 10 was like one. 10 was like one. It would destroy ke'echad. Didn't matter if you had 10, if you had 20, it wouldn't make any difference. They were all wiped out ke'echad. So that's why Esther said, Inosing amochor la'yehudim, the Esa Seres B'nai Haman Yitlu. You see, they should all be hung. And how should they be hung? Ke'echad. Why Ke'echad? To demonstrate that idea that the fact that he had so many sons didn't mean anything. Meant nothing. So Nitlu Ke'echad was really the demonstration. Because the fact that they died Ke'echad, that people knew about, but that wasn't really, really well known. So that's why the Rambam reverses the order. Shekulam nitlu, the nergu kechad. That the nitlu demonstrated that they were nergu kechad. But the demonstration was to simply show that all his, the fact that he had 10, it didn't make any difference. It was just like one. And the future, the mechia samalik is a mechia, not just now, but it's a mechia, which is lost. Lost. So that's the reason. Okay. Oh, what I wanted to take up was one thing that we did in the yeshiva.
Ellie, that's what I said, they're hung on one rope.